Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of tutelage and the pastor, Darlene Bundage, wonderful woman of God. I say that she has an excellent spirit, according to reckoning what she does. Hallelujah to God. Wonderful woman of God, Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. This is our hour of power. Prayer. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We'll get started. We'll get on the way. Hallelujah to God. Today is Thursday, the 18th day of May, in the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, saints and friends. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. It's Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. It's Jesus, Jesus, wonderful Jesus. We have the victory. I'm gonna walk into his kingdom one of these days. Walk into his kingdom one of these days. I'm gonna walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom one of these days. I'm gonna kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm gonna kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm gonna kneel before the Father. Kneel before the Father. Kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm gonna walk, 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 into his kingdom one of these days. I'm gonna walk into his kingdom, walk into his kingdom, walk into his kingdom one of these days. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God, on this Thursday morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that has transpired, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
This week in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Here, Lord God, working out with the saints here, Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Loving you every minute of it, O Lord God. Worshiping you every minute of it, O Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the increase, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because you're God. You're the Almighty God. You're the Almighty God. You're our Father, Lord God. And we love you today, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that we come this morning crying, Abba, Lord God, Father. Needing directions, O Lord God. Needing counseling, O Lord God. Needing you to take us in a direction, O Lord God. Need you to speak to us, O Lord God, as we fastly are approaching this Memorial Day weekend, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God, for laying down last night, early rising this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we come to tell you thank you, Lord God. We come to praise you, Lord God. We came to worship you, and we came to adore you today, O Lord God. We came to dance our dance today, Lord God. We came to shout ourselves today, O Lord God. We came to testify of the goodness of Jesus, O Lord God, and all you have done for us this day in Jesus' mighty name. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the ministers and missionaries and facilitators, O Lord God, that have come, O Lord God, to sound their horn, O Lord God, and make the sound, O Lord God, that we are all to go forth, O Lord God, words of encouragement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We continuously, Lord God, ask you, Lord God, to bless our children, our loved ones, siblings, O Lord God, saints and friends, ministers, missionaries, O Lord God, though all of those that are in authority, O Lord God, suffer from the president to of this United States, of the servants, O Lord God, to the little that even collected the garbage, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, local police and firemen, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, blessed teachers, O Lord God, all laypersons, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that all men might be saved, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come on this Thursday morning, O Lord God, come to thanking you, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Darling, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, my wife, O Lord God, and all the saints, O Lord God, Minister Chris, O Lord God, Minister Linda, Lord God, hallelujah, Minister Mary, Lord God, and all the ones whose name this won't come to mind right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, but we will circle, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for young Benjamin, O Lord God, Celeste Joy, Lord God, all the grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the healing that you have done this week here, Lord God, alone on this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. The deliverance, O Lord God, the strength, O Lord God, the testimonies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that want to be part of the circle, O Lord God, that comes, O Lord God, faithfully, O Lord God, this morning, O Lord God, and there's those that came down through the years, O Lord God. We will thank you for the family of those that call in every now and then, O Lord God. For those who are lifelong friends, O Lord God, lifelong prayer warriors, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come to thank you today, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, God, that we have the victory, Lord God. For it had not been for you, Lord, who was on our side, just tell me, where would we be, Lord God? You're the God that calls the sun to shine on a cloudy day, O Lord God. Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, O Lord God, thou art to be praised, O Lord God. Thou hast been our worship, praise, O Lord God. Through all generations, O Lord God, before the mountain was brought forth, even from everlasting to everlasting, Lord God, thou art God. So, God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, and we praise you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And this is our power, prayer, Lord God. We start this 10 flex off, O Lord God, with the Lord's Prayer today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and all that will be added in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. So we thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Well, we thank God for the facilitators. We thank God for those that are behind the scenes. We thank those who operate the board, the engineers, they call that make this broadcast possible, that gets us online and stuff. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I had a portion of the scripture of the week that was in Exodus. And I thought about it, and I studied on it, and I was going in a whole another direction because I was thinking it was the Ephesians, the sixth chapter, where he spoke about honor thy mother and thy father. But this one is about the Decalogue and the Ten Commandments that God has gave to the saints of God. Hallelujah to God. And I thank God because we had to, stop. We were on the broadcast earlier because Pastor So said that when it comes to the broadcast, if you're going to facilitate that day, so you would like for you to at least try to get on 15 minutes earlier, 14 to be better, and you just wait in queue. Hallelujah to God. So we were waiting there in queue, and then the wife, thank God for my wife, she came and she says, no, it's Exodus 20. I said, now we had talked about this, hallelujah to God. And we had two things in the mind the other day, hallelujah to God. But we're going to honor God today. And he spoke about the Sabbath day and keeping it holy, hallelujah to God. And Ephesians said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. What's the first commandment? Under promise. But both of them speaks about your days being long upon the earth. And that's a great thing. When you have the witness of two, of three, then God is speaking. He's speaking very profound about length of day, the length of life, hallelujah to God. One he speaks about on the seventh day that he rested. And the other one he speaks about long life. Well, a little bit, I'm going to let the wife come in a minute. I just want to say this because it was on my heart. It had spoke about in Ephesians, after you honor your parents, it was talking about putting on the whole armor of God. That you will be able to quench all the fiery darts and the wiles of the devil. Then it went there and it began to speak about principalities and powers that be and rulers of darkness of this world. This was more or less to the prayer line. This was like a message that I guess I'll do at the towers and the follow in the weeks to come. But when it was that the Lord was dealing with me, speaking about the powers of darkness, and it was very profound. That everything that the Lord says is profound. Hallelujah to God. But what it did was it brought things to mind. Because I was looking at the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John, and it spoke about the beginning. It says, in the beginning was the Word. I have it in a minute, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life, and this life was the life of men. And the light, and this was the light of men, and the light, different light, sounds the same, but it's different. shine is darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And it says there, this, for the sixth verse, and there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light. He was not that light, but he came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. What it was we were talking about darkness and honoring your father. Then he says, you honor your mother and your father. It seems like it goes together. If it's not right, you call Pastor Darling and send a nice brother and give him a complaint. Hallelujah to God. We'll try to get it straight. Hallelujah. But when it says darkness, and in the Egyptian, or those who go to the Egyptian, and the Hebrew, Aramaic, and all that there, the darkness translate at one point, it has many translations. When you go to the Hebrews and stuff, but one of the translations was ignorance. So what happened earlier was that Spirit let me know that the darkness and the many translations of the darkness, one of them was ignorant, and that meant just not knowing. And it opened up a whole thing about if you're in darkness. In darkness, you figure that nighttime or something that you can't see. But what happened was when darkness was there and God's word is light, and it's light, when it shines in the darkness didn't understand it. So the darkness flee away from the light. Also, the word light is translated to the word of God. And light, the word of light. So when that word of life came, the darkness have to flee.
Yes.
And light is also knowledge. That's what it is. Light is also knowledge. So when you have this here, you get a whole different understanding, and it would help you to walk in a different direction in your life.
Yes.
Because sometimes we pray, and we pray the same thing over, and we don't get response to the prayer.
Yes.
But what happened is it says in the Bible to study,
that's right,
to show thyself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed,
right,
rightfully dividing,
yes,
the word of truth.
Yes.
So when I went and I was on it, when I was studying some things, and then in Ephesians, it says that you're able to quench the fiery darts of the adversary. And what happens, he begins to speak about it. The prince of darkness,
yes,
principalities.
Yes.
Princes mean that they rule in that area of the principality, which is darkness.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So when you get principalities,
yes,
then you're dealing with ignorance,
mm-hmm,
the darkness.
Yes.
Then you don't have the understanding.
Yes.
Of what you're up against.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that Satan moves,
yes,
into the darkness. He moves into your spot where you're ignorant at, and he plagues you with it.
Yes.
Because in one sense you think that he's somewhere in the dark.
Yes.
But what happened is he's coming to cause confusion in your life,
mm-hmm,
because of your lack of understanding,
yes,
of what you don't know about the word of God. And whatever you don't know, he begins to plague you with.
Yes.
Darkness, but what he does a lot of times is what I see, that when, mm-hmm, you're ignorant,
mm-hmm,
of his devices,
mm-hmm,
he would plague you with your past.
Yes. Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about your past.
Yes.
But he'll start bringing up, and that's his desire, is to take you,
oh, yes,
backwards,
mm-hmm,
into things in your past that you cannot do.
Yes.
Nothing about.
That's right.
Then I went over to, I believe it's Philippians, where the apostle spoke about,
yeah,
forgetting those things which are in your past.
Yeah.
He said, I press towards the mark of the prize,
yeah,
of the high calling.
Yeah.
I believe in there, and it might be out of order, but he said, he says, I have not apprehended all things.
Yes,
but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are in your past. The past doesn't have any power. It's just history. And the only power that your past have is the power that you give it.
That's right.
Reflecting on things which are behind you in the past.
Yes, yes.
But you cannot go forward looking backwards.
Yes.
A lot of times, we'll go over, redundantly go back to the past,
yes,
reflecting on it, and thinking that we could gain something from thee, but it's just there for history. What we can do, if we press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, we could go forward in God.
Amen.
When what happened is this is a very tedious time that we're going through.
Yes,
the power of darkness is very prevalent upon the earth.
Yeah.
I believe that you have men, that it says you have men that are rulers of the darkness.
Yes.
They rule there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is, I could be wrong and proven wrong, so let's take what I say with a grain of salt. When these men are rulers, that they, when they begin to rule, and they talk about principalities. Give me a minute. I'm going to try to find this here. It's Ephesians.
Yes.
Ephesians, well, it's 6:1. Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's 6:1. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And when he began to speak there, I went too far. Pages have been in the Bible. 6:1. When he speaks of children,
oh, yes.
He speaks about them.
Yes.
He said, children, obey.
Obey.
Give respect in the Lord.
Yes.
He said, for this is right.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes,
and then he speaks that it's the first commandment with promise, that your life might be long upon the earth.
Yes.
These glasses are dirty. Hallelujah to God. And they talk about the father provoked their children not onto wrath.
Yes.
And then he speaks about observance. I was looking for the scripture where it says that we tell us to put on the whole armor of God, where we would stand. I'm sorry.
Verse,
go ahead. 11. Verse 7.
11.
Okay. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole protection of God.
Yes.
That you'll be able to stand.
Stand.
In the evil days. I'm having trouble with this question. Against the wiles of the devil. The schemes, the tricks of the devil.
Amen.
When you start dealing with somebody that's in darkness, what came to mind was that even when it comes to wicked people, as Gnostic people, even to the uprising of the country, that these people here, they are rulers. They were rulers of Ascetia by the rulers of darkness.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God. Rulers of darkness. Just one word, looking up one word, found out that the word darkness didn't mean completely not being able to see. But it meant that you were ignorant of a lot of things that's going on in the government. Hallelujah to God. That's why it becomes, because we're children of the kingdom, it comes confusing to us when you see someone that has committed insurrection, caused people to be hurt, caused one person to be killed on January 6th, and then you see them back in the face of the media, all on your Facebook and all on the media, social media, constantly pushing this issue, which was an atrocity. And then they're there like there's nothing, like nothing happened. I believe Jesus said, I was at more time, but it's just on my spirit now. He said, those that have the rule over you, and they drag you before the judgment seat, which all many of us do. You drag before the judgment seat, and they make mockery of you. They make mockery of your God. They don't want to respect you, but yet these are people supposed to have a prominent position to help us along in this life. Then they come up with something like, oh, next year, a few months from now, more than 6 months, more than seven months away from now, that when it comes to the first of the year, that you're not going to get a lot of money on your Social Security check. But yet we got wars and rumors of war. It's just a matter of discerning the signs of the time and the program that they're pushing, trying to get everything done. But we are children of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And when we do our Lord's Prayer in that temple, that's there, that model prayer, He said, pray, Lord, that your kingdom come.
Yes.
In Revelation, the Apostle John said, when we pray,
yes,
do come, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Because we're supposed to be governed by God at this time. And he said that he gave us a day to rest. But what happened? When you're governed by God, that means that you have to change the way you think about God. You have to change the way that you feel about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have to surrender, not more just saying, I surrender all, but you have to surrender your life unto God.
Amen.
And to honor the Father.
Yes.
Jesus picks it up when you get 10:3 to John the 17th. He said, Father,
yes,
the work that you have gave me to do, Father, the hour has come.
Yes,
saints of God on the circle, friend, the hour has come and now is.
That's right.
The hour has come and now is. That's just a little paraphrase here.
Yes.
That we have to change.
Yeah.
The way that we worship God and the way that we carry ourselves,
yeah,
in forward from this day forward,
yeah, yeah,
with worship and praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. Because they have proven those,
yeah,
that the rulers,
yeah,
of darkness, rich,
yeah,
young rulers,
mm-hmm,
they put burdens on us that they would not bear themselves. They raise up all the prices in the store, the car insurance, the food, every necessity that you need, they have raised the price of it, putting pressure on you, hallelujah to God. This is a grievous burden. Every time you go to the store, you have to count, you have to look together, look at every price, because you don't want to get up there and hold up the line, because they have changed things around. But when we honor the Father, and when we honor the Son, and when we love the Son,
yes,
he said, well, if you love me, in the 17th chapter, he said, if you,
yes,
love me,
mm-hmm,
the Father will love you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He gave us this whole Bible here,
yes,
with direction.
Yes.
He tells us whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray,
yes,
believe that you receive it. He said, John 14, he said, well, if you ask in my name,
yes, Lord,
ask the Father in my name,
mm-hmm,
I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the,
yes,
Son. The,
yes,
scripture tells us, we say, honor thy father, thy mother, and thy father, that your days might be long upon the earth. So if you just shift a little bit, just a little shift, we're not changing the word. That's what the Bible says. That's why I gather today.
Yes,
sir. Your life is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to take in that healing breath,
yes,
of God, hallelujah, God, and know that you're full with life.
Yes,
when,
right,
God created you,
that's right,
before the foundation of the world, you were already inside of the mind of God. The Father had already thought out your life, hallelujah to God. And he has been going to bring you to a perfect end, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. After you suffer, while you're going to reign there. But the Father of life created you. And then he said, let it be, hallelujah to God. So when you came here, when God took your spirit out of his eternity, hallelujah to God, and placed you in time, everything that you have to make it is already inside of you.
Yeah.
Your future is not something that you make, your future's in front of you.
Yes, it is.
But your future is God's past, because he,
yes,
passed this day way before.
Yes. Yes.
That's why when he begins to speak and we wake up in the morning, we say,
yes,
Lord, we thank you. But God knows what's going on in this day,
oh, yes,
because he created this day.
Oh, yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
So what did he tell us to do? I try to sing it every time I come Thursday. This,
yes,
is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we shall rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Once,
yes,
we start. Oh, Lord, the time's getting away. Once we start rejoicing in the Lord, things become easy. So I thank God for Pastor Darley and Minister Mary, who stands behind, because I was there. Then they had to go back and move quickly. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank God for the strength and the people that love God.
That's right.
Some people have the form,
yes,
of godliness.
That's right.
And they deny the power,
that's,
thereof.
That's right.
They deny the fact they see the miracles of God. They read,
yes,
about the miracles of God.
Yes.
And then when it comes time for them to stand in the face of God,
yes,
they start scratching their head.
Yes.
Start whole. I mean, I wonder if God could do it.
No.
But you have to realize that God is not a man that he should lie.
That's right.
Nor is he the son of man that he should repent.
Thank you, Lord.
If he spoke it,
yeah,
he's going to bring it to pass.
That's right.
He said he introduces himself,
mm-hmm,
in Exodus 20 as the Almighty God.
Yeah.
When he brought the covenant to Abraham,
yeah,
and say something about go too far, because I want to get your prayer request in. When he called Abraham, he called him out from the Chaldean. He was a Chaldean. You can read that history there.
Yeah, yeah.
He told him, get out of his father's house
mm-hmm.
into a land I will show thee.
Yes.
Because he was a Chaldean.
Yes.
But when God came to him mm-hmm. in Genesis,
yes.
he entered the board in that covenant. He said, I am the Almighty God. God always introduces himself.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, if there is another God, I know not of him. We're serving the real McCoy, as we used to say, square business, whatever you want to say. But we serve the only God, the one that makes heaven and earth,
yeah.
the one that spoke everything to existence. Every morning that you come to the Blog Talk Radio or come to the circle of friends, hallelujah to God. You're coming before the Almighty God, the Son of the Almighty God, the one that was in his bosom, hallelujah to God. Before him, it says there wasn't anything made that was made.
Right.
We're talking about we're dealing with the Father. We're dealing with the principalities, the powers of darkness, putting on the armor of God, preparing yourself.
Yeah.
Jesus said, the world hates you, but remember this, he said, yeah. they hated me first.
That's right.
So if you have someone, an adversarial force that hates you, an unemployed servant that lost his place in glory with God, you're dealing with a very intellectual and a very smart individual who walked up and down the coals of God in heaven, who led the praises of God, who wants to be exalted above God. And when he got there, he committed the sin that was on to death. He wanted to exalt his throne above the throne of God. And immediately, zoom, he got thrown out of jail. Jesus testified in the book that he beheld Satan fall as lightning.
Yes.
He don't have no place. All he could do is stay here and plague you upon the earth, hallelujah to God. That's why you have to clean up your sin, your words, hallelujah to God. Then you're going to follow God.
Yes.
Narrow is the way that leadeth on to righteousness, but broad is the way that leadeth on to destruction. It's imperative at this time in your life that you change what you think about your Father, hallelujah to God, and know that he's an almighty God, and that what you're working for is not the house, not the land, not for the prosperity of having everything you want, but you're working because one day you're going to go live with God.
Yes.
That's why Jesus told you the truth. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
That's right.
If that was not so, I would have told you, he's not lying. There was no guile found him. He said, Father, I have glorified you here on the earth. Those that you gave me, God, Jesus came to glorify. Our job is to testify of the living God.
Amen.
That's all we have to do. We're going to be able to walk into that kingdom. But we carried away with the cares of this world. And Jesus said, don't take thought on that there. He said, the mind would take care of itself. Today, enough things are going on in the day that we have to be mindful. We have passed by people and they pray, even on Sunday.
Yes.
Mother's Day, I've seen people all over the place that, and they were selling Easter baskets, not Easter baskets, Mother's Day baskets and flowers all over the place.
Yes.
I seen the change in the store. Everybody's going to buy flowers and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was those on the street that didn't have vendors, but they had tables set up.
Yes.
And they needed finances. They needed to be blessed, hallelujah to God. Nothing's wrong with celebrating Mother's Day. Please don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Mothers we love.
That's right.
But then the people are doing all things, and what happened is God just called them to worship God.
Yes.
That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God
Amen.
And its righteousness. Then everything else will be added on to you.
Yes.
Every promise in the 66 books, all the healing, all the deliverance.
Yes.
He said, I will not bring the plagues on you that he would bring on the Egyptians.
Hello.
We serve a mighty God. He said in the scripture that we say, honor thy father and thy mother.
Yes.
Honor the father
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We can't go to the Father. If we go to the Father ourselves, we could get killed because he's a holy God. He don't look on sin. Then us try to study the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God. The Ark stumbled. He reached forth his hand and stuff, instant death immediately. But we have to go through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
No man cometh unto the Father except we go through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
More teaching of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
how it does all the work.
Mm-hmm.
You can say a word against the Son of Man to be forgiven you.
Yes.
But you can't say blasphemes against the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, not only would you be forgiven of it, but you won't be forgiven of the world, because that means that you just lost out there. And the Holy Ghost has done all that work. That's why in that same John 1 day it says, in him was life, and this was the life of men. And then that light, found in the darkness, it fleed, it comprehended it not. And God came to save you. He came to bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. So when you go before God in prayer, and when you consider your prayer request, it's going up before the presence of God. The angel's going to carry it there. A lot of things that you might be holding on to, leave your gift at the altar. Leave it right here on the circle right now. And forgive those who you might be holding something against. We have something going on. I don't have my watch on today. I'm sorry about the time. And we went to the towels where we do service on every second and fourth Sunday. And they had a lot of problems going on there. The Word of God, matter of fact, the people even got so they say, you know, they said that we have another person, another apostle that works there with us. She's a lady, an apostle. She's a very good teacher, powerful teacher. And they called me for the job, and they said, well, we like what she talks about more so than him. And we have to go through the whole process of explaining everybody has their own individual gift. That was just a remark from the adversary, one of the spirits of the darkness, trying to fight against a program that somebody was praying for 2 years that a minister would come there. And they try to cause schism because they wanted who they wanted. But I said, if that's what you want, we'll work together. Just as Pastor Darlene and I here. You have to not let the devil come to try to tempt. There's no big I in you, it'll be in little you. God is not a respected person. So I speak and say what I say, and we have the same thing. I turn it over her, and she has a great gift of prophecy. I wish you could come and adjust the words of life that she has to share. Then all of a sudden, from that, God started working and started healing people hard. They had saints of God. I know you never heard of saints of God fighting against each other. I think she's all that. I think he's all that. Fighting against each other. And that's on last night at the prayer meeting. They started walking in, coming in there, and apologizing to one another.
That's right. That's
hugging each other.
That's right.
Other people started coming down, sharing the love of God.
That's
it had nothing to do with me and my preaching. Had nothing to do with me. What we did was we had bind the hands of the adversary. And now we can go forward because the person, they wasn't sick. They just have a mental thing. They were angry with God because their daughter had passed. Some of you might experience that.
That's right.
I experienced it before in my life. Other people forget that God took their child. And God is too wise in his providence to make a mistake. Hallelujah to God. But now she's here suffering. And every time we would start preaching, and sometimes when we bring the big PA there, and play the music. They be walking back and forth past the service outside because they want to be inside of the circle of friends, hallelujah to God. They want to be close to God, hallelujah to God. And then we just left it alone because they thought they broke up something. But we just wait on the Lord, it says, and be of good courage. That's what David said in Psalm 27 out there. Wait, I say on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen the heart. So this was kind of long and lengthy here, but I'm praying that you're praying with me on this here thing, because there's got to be a change. We are children of the light. In my closing, we're going to open the lines, and we're going to go to Pastor Donnelly and open up the lines and get your prayer request. There's one illustration I heard that when you walk with God, it's like going to the amusement park. And getting on those crazy rides that they go this way, that way. And they lock you into that ride. And you push that bar. You check that bar.
That's right.
And the first thing comes to your mind, oh, Lord, I'm helpless. What am I going to do? And you're sitting there. And I started out back with Coney Island. They take you up a slope, takes you up. Some of the times we have good times. You rejoice. Oh, man, we finally got in after that long line. We finally here. Then it starts turning. All you see is you way up the end. That thing begins to drop, that roller coaster. And you start screaming, and it turns and it twists you, hallelujah to God. And all you can do is hang on. And you're worried, and you just there in that moment. But when you're with God, you know that he has it. You'd be helpless and you just sit there. And then after a while, you just ride this out with God. You go up and down, push and turn, and you stay on the word of God. Praying for people that are seeing line accidents when I drive by in the street. Praying for people that are doing this crazy, idiotic things, going around you the wrong way. But thank God that he doesn't slumber, doesn't sleep. Hallelujah, God. As Pastor alluded to, and you have to thank God. I thank God for it because anything can happen at any moment, and it does with all this killing. Devil got into somebody coming down there, barreling down the road. But how about that? Because she's resting in God, her life.
That's right.
How about because she's here at the circle of friends and she lives that life.
Yeah.
And she has committed herself unto God, and she's locked in to this ride of life, hallelujah, God.
Right.
Riding straight on into eternal life. And the devil says, you want to go to eternal life? I'll help you. And God looks up and says, not yet. And she moves right out of the way and avoids. And then has the wisdom to come back. Look, I'm testifying that if it had not been for the Lord,
hallelujah,
that was on my side, where would I be?
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
I have sort of went over the day with God. When he speaks, that's what we're here for. Hallelujah to God. And we're letting God have his way.
Hallelujah.
You tell God to let him have his way.
Yes,
but if you're really serious about it, and I love everyone that's here.
That's right. Amen.
We have to get stronger.
That's right.
And we have to do the work of God.
Yes, Lord.
We are the ambassadors.
Oh, yeah.
We are connected to heaven. That's why I don't stay on the news. They want to repeat everything that come up. They bring it, they bring it, they bring it, they bring it.
Yeah.
And God is in control.
Yes, he is.
Because they're really our government of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Rests on the shoulder of Jesus.
Yes.
And to the kingdom that we're going to, it has no end.
Thank you, Lord.
Melchizedek is in there.
Yes.
But when it came to Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
he said, thou art a priest forever after the order, after his reign was over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You wasn't there.
Hello.
But we are in the dispensation of grace of Christ.
Oh, yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. We're going to go to
give
God the praise.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to go to Pastor Darlene.
That's right.
And let us say that we're going to get your prayer request.
Yes.
But this is what God has put on my heart this morning.
Yes.
Hope that you were able to receive something in here when you honor the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Pastor Darlene.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. Thank you. I think I've ever heard that song you sang this morning, but it was good. And I thank God that we here to hear the word. We have to follow what God is speaking to us. And what he speaks is what we need to hear at the appropriate time. We just want available for the hearing of his word and not just hearing, but applying the word of God to our lives. And I really do appreciate you taking the time to share with us this morning.
Amen.
And we realize that our past is history and it has no power over us. And so that was one of the things
that
you took us to today that we all need to remember that. If you were not at the beginning of this mighty word of God, you can check with me and I'll give you the link so you can go back and hear the beginning of what happened this morning. And so right now, go ahead and get the prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
And before anybody else, just give mine. First of all, I want to pray for the ministries. We have several ministries here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Speaking of different ones who have your outside ministries, the Unquenchable Fire Ministries, which is Pastor Scholastica is the leader of that, and then Apostle Horsley and his wife, they do ministry in various places. And there are others here. I'm not sure where you do your ministry, but Minister Gladys, she does ministry. I know she teaches, and there are others who have teaching ministries and just sharing the gospel, evangelistic, whatever your ministry is. I just want to pray for ministries this morning, that God will continue to bless each one, encourage and enlarge and open up opportunities. And, of course, I'm wherever I am, that opportunity to get into ministry. I'm on the beach sometimes. I may be in the store.
Yes.
Any opportunity, you have to seize the moment. So every one of us is a minister of the Lord. So speak out when you have that opportunity. You don't have to be on a platform like in a church, in the pulpit or anything like that. Where you are is where you need to speak to those who have need to speak
That's
to
right.
on your your family. Your family is a ministry. My family, in fact, my family is a major ministry for me. You know, talking to friends, daughter, her husband, my niece, nephews, when I see them or when I have a chance to talk to them on the phone. We just want to use whatever God has given us. We will seize the moment, redeem the time. That is what I would like to pray for today. Also pray for my family, because there are so many of them who are doing crazy things, bad decisions. I just want to pray for my family and everybody's family, not just mine, but all the families connected to the prayer today. Amen. Those are the things that I want to share at this point.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning. This is the point. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yvonne, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne, and I want a prayer request for Al. She had a stroke Mother's Day. She got out the hospital Tuesday, and, but she in bed, so I want to pray for her. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Alice Marie. I want to pray for my sister-in-law, for the Mann family and the Horsley family, those that are in New York, that they're going through a time of bereavement. I want to put my a nephew, Philip, he's named after my brother, call him Monty, and all of our children. For people that are going through, who have children with mental disorder, bipolarism, and they're on that medication, and unruly children that have, you know, children problems, you know, sibling problems, and so we want to pray for that there, because it's like as the pastor just said, there's a lot of things going right in the family there, and since the death came and a few people went on to be with the Lord. And I talked to them more, so now I see that there's a great deal of things right in the family. So this pray for the family and families that I believe almost everybody family has them. Everybody that's doing this, that, the other, controlled substance and stuff, but praying for the family.
That's right.
I just called their name so that I was directed that way. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Sister
Gladys.
Today. For the word that went forth and everything, and I want to pray for 70 mercies for my granddaughter, Ebony and Miles. They will be going on vacation today, so catching a plane this morning. 70 mercies for all of God's people everywhere, you know, with dangerous highways, by air, by plane, by sea, whatever it is, that God's protection be upon us. And our strength and prayer for this to just continue to keep, you know, the prayer of the children all over this, you know, all over this world, and strength for us and our ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. When I did dial in, he was still talking about the word, and when I got out of it today, it was like real aggressive. Like I needed to hear how you was coming out with it, you know, and it opened my heart. And she talked to family, I can truly say the Lord has, you know, showed me how to be, you know, minister to my family, because I anoint my mouth every morning so that I might watch the words that come out of it. And he gives me scriptures to give my family. And this morning he gave me God is always, God is, let me go real quick, please, because I put, you know, on it, I say good morning, and I, you know, put the scripture, I put a little heart, and it's only but God, because I always say, I don't know what to do, but I'm open to learn, and he gave me Hebrews 6 and 10, and as I was talking about family, I'm like ministering, you know, so I'm like real grateful to learn how to be a lifelong learner and open-minded. He gave me Hebrews 6 and 10. God is always fair. He will remember how you helped his people in the past and how you are still helping them. You belong to God, and he won't forget the love he has shown you towards his people. And I really, really, really appreciate that one right there. You know, God is good to us because he's showing for me how to just continue on reaching out, staying open-minded, even speaking right now. And I just want to thank the other prayer warriors for helping me and showing me how to be that bold soldier in Christ. And like I said, I see that I am ministering to my family. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister Mary, and I'm requesting prayer for a young man. His name is Christopher, for restoration, deliverance, and salvation. Praying for my two daughters. One is Charlotte, and the other one is Cece. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, this is the one that went for do thank God for the word this morning, Apostle Horsley. And I would like us to keep in prayer those who are homeless all over this nation and even around the world. Let's pray for the migrants that have come to the borders and come into the various cities and states here in the United States, that number one, they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as get their provisions met. Many of them need home, need clothes, food, et cetera. But let's pray for their soul salvation and that God will raise up a garrison of people who will go around and pray for these people in Jesus' name, that God would stir up the hearts of leaders, evangelists, and all who are in ministry, but all those who are saved and have a desire to see souls saved. So let's just pray for the great the migrants that has come here to the United States for asylum. Let's pray for their comfort and their soul salvation. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else with a prayer request or a praise report?
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to keep those that are going through depression and in prayer.
Amen.
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 Okay, well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so we have several requests that we need to pray for. And if, of course, you didn't give it out, you know, you can do it while we're praying. Amen? So let us pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning.
Yes.
First of all, for the
very
Lord, we give you the minister, Lord God.
We praise you for all that you've already done and for what you've done for the people to do. Now we lift up our prayer to you.
Pray for our church,
Lord
God.
Oh God, in the fire of ministry, oh God, oh God, by Sister Pastor Veronica, Lord, we pray for all
of you. We pray for
the ministry of
Not let
Thank you. as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.